This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. There are nearly 360,000 recorded deaths from COVID-19 globally, more than 101,000 of them in the United States. The number of infections exceeds 5.8 million globally and more than 1.7 million in the U.S. England brought in a new test and trace system aimed at easing lockdown measures that have brought life to a standstill in recent months. Contacts of those who test positive for COVID-19 will be asked to isolate for 14 days, even if they have no symptoms. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he trusts the public to abide by the voluntary guidelines. And trust is difficult, though, for the government at the moment. Ministers, including Hancock, have backed a senior advisor to the prime minister who drove a long distance with his family during lockdown. The UK government is recruiting a task force of 40,000 to operate the tracing service to test those with symptoms, identify who they've been in contact with, and inform them. Hancock also stressed that there is now enough capacity for all who need tests to get them. The rest of the UK has similar programs about to launch or already running. Britain is poised to start reopening non-essential retail shops and schools and could possibly allow more social contact soon for millions of people who have been mostly stuck at home since March. China's parliament approved the decision to impose national security legislation on Hong Kong in a landslide vote, an act the U.S., Britain, Australia, and Canada quickly condemned. The bill tackles subversion, separatism, terrorism, foreign interference, and could see Chinese intelligence agencies set up in Hong Kong. The vote now moves to the standing committee to draft the legislation. The legislation, which was unveiled only last week, triggered the first big protest in Hong Kong for months. It comes after scuffles broke out, rotten plants were thrown, and more. This is VOA News. The U.S. National Security Agency says the same Russian military hacking group that interfered in the 2016 presidential election and unleashed a devastating 2017 malware attack has been exploiting a major email server program since last August or earlier. The timing of the intelligence agency's advisory is unusual, considering that the critical vulnerability was identified 11 months ago and a patch was issued. The affected email program is widely used, though far less known than such commercial alternatives as Microsoft's proprietary Exchange. The NSA did not identify any target of the Russian hacking group, which is known as Sandworm. U.S. President Donald Trump is escalating his war on social media companies, signing an executive order challenging the liability protections that have served as a bedrock for unfettered speech on the Internet. He declared he was fed up with what he considers bias as prepared to sign the order on Thursday. Still, the move appears to be more about politics than substance, as the president aims to rally supporters after he lashed out at Twitter for applying fact checks to two of his tweets. Legal experts have expressed doubts that Mr. Trump can do much by himself without an act of Congress, and the order is certain to face legal challenges. Police around the U.S. and law enforcement experts are broadly condemning the way George Floyd, who died in police custody, was restrained by a Minneapolis officer who dug his knee into the man's neck. They say there are no circumstances that warrant such a restraint, and it's fraught with danger, easy to cut off someone's air supply. Some find it equally disturbing that the other officers at the scene apparently did not try to intervene or put a stop to it. Bystander video shows the officer using the knee restraint for nearly 8 minutes, despite Floyd's repeated protest that he was unable to breathe. A Pakistan International Airlines spokesman said that the search teams that had recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the jet crash last week, killing 97 people, the Airbus 320 came down in a crowded residential district of Karachi. Only two people survived. The flight data recorder had previously been found. Pakistani officials and Airbus investigators continue to collect evidence at the site as they try to determine the cause of the country's worst airline disaster in years. Under international aviation rules, French investigators from the French Air Safety Investigation Authority for Civil Aviation have joined the probe as the jet was designed in France. The BEA said in a statement the two recorders would be examined for at its laboratory just outside of Paris. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.